Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Fox and the Clown podcast. Coming at you for our October edition, Halloween edition, if you will.
What is up?
Are we about to call our listeners suckheads?
No.
Why did you pause like that then?
Well, I could say spooky suckheads, but I was going to try to find a name that wasn't demeaning like the one you came up with for our fans.
Suckheads? No, that's not what... I didn't call them that. I thought that you were going to call them that, so I said it.
Why would that even cross your mind, though?
I don't know. I don't know, okay? Okay? I just said it because it seemed like that's what you were going to say.
No.
Well, welcome back to our listeners. What you guys don't know is that we've had a very interesting podcast recording session in the past that you don't even have access to. I love it when that happens, by the way.
The thing that they don't realize is that we have a bunch of podcasts that we haven't really released because before we release like a podcast, we run it through like an AI algorithm to like kind of gauge or kind of predict the audience's reaction to it. Don't fucking flex in your camera at me.
I'm just scratching my head, man. I'm scratching my head. And the crazy thing, I like having one or two or a few even podcasts in the hopper because it shows that we're just that one extra step ahead of the fans. You know? They don't know. They don't know what we know. We're going to see what they react to our next podcast. And we're already going to know that we've made another one that they can't even influence or control in any way.
Yeah, and we've caught wind that there's a certain group on the internet that is hoping and praying for our downfall. They're hoping that we don't reach the what was it, the 12 podcast requirement for this year.
Yeah,
but what they don't realize is that it's already over for them. We already got all of our shit done and ready.
They would have to sabotage us on the IT level. They'd have to remove our internet connections and make it impossible for us to even communicate about such a loss in internet connectivity. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. We've got a few topics for today. I mean, we don't have that much for today, but we have a few topics for today. Don V is going to lead us into our first topic here after the emails. Let's check a couple of emails that have gone through. Now, what's your bet on how many emails that we're going to have?
I'm going to guess 0.
Well, I've been logged out of our Google account for some reason. I don't like that.
Marquez, wait, are they actually trying to take us down on the IT level?
They could be. They're asking me to get dual authentication.
Let me check. I'm in.
Security alert. I'm seeing security alert on here. I don't like that, all right? No, that's just me. Never mind. False alarm, that's just me.
I don't see anything out here. No.
I'm just going to the to the social tab now, looking at what you have.
I don't use the fucking Twitter, bro.
I'm seeing something October 16th, Jacksepticeye tweeted, Father Jack.
I definitely don't interact with that weirdo.
I don't know, man. It's been promoted to us, though. Anyway, thank you, Jacksepticeye, for the question. But, we're not in the place, I would say, to answer your request right now.
Well, that is, we don't, again, we don't have any fucking emails.
Because here's the double-edged sword. People have come to expect the Discord, but now they're not using the Discord because I don't know why they've stopped using the Discord, frankly. Well,
I mean, it may just be because, like, of our recent acquisition of Qora.
Oh yeah, true.
So we have other stuff on there.
They may, because I forgot about that. I mean, that just goes to show how trivial of a purchase that was for us. Let me take a look and see a couple things on there. Oh wow,
I'm looking at a question right here. It says one of our listeners says, and I guess they just like post general life advice questions for us to answer here. They say, I pay all the bills while my husband keeps all his money, rent, insurance, etc. Is that fair?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's really fair.
Well, it depends on their income and what they've agreed to.
Yeah.
You know, if that's an agreement that they came to, then sure. And if she makes significantly less than him, maybe that isn't fair.
And if y'all haven't really talked about it, you know, sit down and discuss a game plan.
Yeah, don't just come to a random podcast and expect all your answers to be magically solved. You know, you got to work some of that stuff out yourself. And that's not a shot. That's just me trying to spread a little bit of game to this to this viewer here.
Okay, well, moving on.
Yeah, let's just move on here.
Move on to the first actual topic here. And it's going to be, I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, on like a recent past episode, but I've been on Tinder.
Have you?
I've been talking around. Tinder is actually a hellscape where I live. There's like two extremes, really hot, young, attractive, fit people, or just like blobular people who are always in, like, ugly people who are always in an open relationship somehow. Like, I don't know.
That's a big thing that we can talk about, is open relationships in the modern era have fucking skyrocketed to unforeseen levels.
Is that a thing everywhere?
I think it just is. A lot of people like open relationships. A lot of people like...
What is an open relationship?
It just means a relationship where you can, like, interact with other people sexually. Or even romantically, maybe. I don't know. With your partner's consent. But what most people... Here's the catch. Some people just say they're in an open relationship when they're just...
cheating on the person.
Yeah, just doing whatever they want to do, and then just saying like, oh, I thought this relationship was an open relationship, you know?
What the fuck, man?
So it's messed up, man. It's messed up.
The thing is, most of the people in the open relationships are fucking hideous. I mean, not to be a jackass.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of on the more on the jackass side, I'm not going to lie. But am I the asshole? Yeah, that's a good Reddit, am I the asshole bit. But here's the thing. Like, people who want to be in an open relationship, and maybe this isn't true, maybe this is true, I don't know. People who want to be in an open relationship are really just... I feel like on the hedonistic side of life, you know, they're just seeking instant, what's called instant validation, instant gratification by any means necessary, you know, So I think you run into a dangerous territory there where if that's not what you want, and you may not even know that's not what you want, and then you might end up falling into a trap like that or something like that. But that comes from someone who doesn't really see eye to eye with those topics, you know, so who knows? Maybe someone who's, maybe a viewer who's been in an open relationship can inform us more about it. But
well, anyways, I've been on Tinder. I've been trying to talk to women. I found this woman recently, and she lives like about 60 miles away from me.
60 miles.
Yeah, 60 miles. 60 miles. That's how far you got to go to get out of the fucking.
It's true though.
The Altamaros territory.
Well, I don't know about Altamaros, but I do know that in a small town you got to expand your range. Probably that makes a lot of sense.
Bio says just your average Virgo, planning things 3 to 4 business days in advance. Used to be an emo kid. It's really not a phase. This is who I am. Looking for someone who will play Pokemon with me.
An emo.
Now, the thing that I fixated on here was obviously the emo and the Pokemon. You know, I like to play Pokemon as well. So if I can use that as a vehicle to get into a girl's DMs.
It's good to find common ground, certainly.
Who else better to assist me in this other than JPR himself? JPR, okay. Pokemon Trainer. What is his name?
JPR Poketrainer 98.
Yeah, JPR Poketrainer 98. I message him, I say, generate me a good Pokemon response introduction.
Look, he's not like a chatbot. He's not like a ChatGPT, all right? You can't just ask him for something.
He immediately responds like ChatGPT. He says, nice. This is the thing he wants me to send her. He says, nice bio. Unfortunately, choice specs Kyogre, 252, special attack, modest nature, rain, terra, water, 100% chance to Oka. And then I said, well, let's put this to the test.
I don't know if that's a great opener, because most Pokemon fans aren't in the weeds like JPR is. You know,
they aren't in that tall grass.
They're not in the tall grass. They're in like the towns, you know, just trying to enjoy life.
And so, she still has not responded to this day.
Okay, yeah, I'm not surprised, but I'm intrigued.
And that is my Tinder adventures.
Okay. Well, if you ever want help setting up a bio or anything, I don't know much about it, but I can try to help you out based on saying if I saw your profile as a girl, what I would think.
Okay. We should do that as a potential category or a topic segment.
We could even do it this podcast if you wanted to.
No,
I don't know if you want that info publicized either, if that's something you want to be out to the masses.
We'll save it for a segment. We got other stuff to talk about on this episode.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to talk about was the topic of bad drivers. What makes a good driver? What makes a bad driver?
Are you asking me what my opinion is?
I'm curious what you think makes a driver someone who's a good driver and what makes someone who's a bad driver.
I think a good driver is a driver who is courteous to other drivers.
Yeah, and like lets people merge in
and, well, sometimes maybe even speed up for the other drivers just so that they can, you know, pass you. Let's say you're in a 2-lane, and like sometimes you'll have drivers in a 2-lane right next to each other going the same speed, so nobody can pass. I think a good driver in the fast lane, maybe even the slow lane, either way, you have to, if you want to be a good driver, you speed up a little bit just so that you're not connected, you're not parallel to the other driver in front of you or next to you.
Someone who's aware of the road, basically.
Yeah.
Sees the conditions on the road, recognizes that people are just trying to get from point A to point B, mm-hmm. and just tries to facilitate that as much as possible. I would tend to agree with you. Right. Now, what makes someone a poor driver?
A poor driver is someone who, I guess the thing that I hate the most from other drivers is, honestly, I don't know. I guess a poor driver is like someone who's always getting in fucking wrecks and shit. Or fucking other people up.
Someone who's unpredictable. Someone who doesn't use their fucking blinker. First of all, use your goddamn blinker. It's in the car. Use your blinker. Well, here's the thing.
I don't always use my blinker because sometimes I'll be in the turn lane and it's obvious that I'm turning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're in the turn lane, yeah, you don't need to use your blinker. I'm talking about when you're switching lanes on people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When, if, like, there's a, I don't, even something as simple as if there's an exit that's optional. Lanes.
I can't switch lanes. It, without using my blinker, if there's like another car in my general vicinity.
I mean, that's good. That's a sign of a good driver. Because you want to let people know that way you're not getting any fucking accidents, right? Another sign of a, let's see, another bad driver sign. Someone who's just, you know what? This is what I realized. Someone who treats driving like
a competition.
A game. Like a competition or a game, you know? Just trying to weave through everyone as fast as possible. Like, here's the thing. I used to think that drivers who would, like, switch lanes constantly, weaving through, getting the millimeter of space in between the cars just so they can be like one stop above. Yeah, just so they could get one stop above in the fucking stoplight, you know? Like, those types of drivers, I used to think they're just angry and they just want to get from one place to another as fast as possible.
No. And then that's just how my mom is.
Yeah, I realize it's not true. They just want the thrill. They just want the thrill of the road, you know? Some type of rush being behind the wheel, fucking navigating like a crazy person through.
That's how my mom and my uncle is. My mom is a bit more of an angrier driver for some reason. Even when it comes to like doing something simple, like going through a drive-thru, she's like, it's something about just getting behind the steering wheel will cause these people to morph into an evil entity.
Because you have real power behind the wheel of a vehicle, you know?
Yeah.
You feel that power, and you know what they say, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And I think these people, maybe it's not even... Maybe they don't even have to be driving the car, because I think just being in a car makes these people, like, crazy.
It's like a conduit for their energy.
Yeah.
That's charged up the longer that they're in the car. I think those types of people aren't good. Mm. And what I would say, I thought Utah had the worst drivers. California has the absolute worst drivers I've ever seen. At least San Diego has the worst drivers I've ever seen. There are more people on the road who don't use their fucking blinker than there are who use their blinker. You know, the expectation is that you just drive like fucking like a madman. I feel like everyone's honking at each other, even at the smallest things. People are honking at each other. You know, I can't think of a great example. But, like, yeah, just for the most mundane things, it's like, just chill, all right?
How often do you ever, like, honk your horn?
I almost never honk my horn. Even when someone's doing something obviously wrong, I will just look at them for a while and be like, hey, motherfucker.
You know, I only ever honk my horn if like I'm behind someone at a stoplight and they haven't realized that the light has turned green.
Yeah, and then it's just like, hey, here's a courtesy honk for you because you're obviously on your phone, which motherfuckers are on their phone constantly while driving.
Yeah, here. Even me.
I saw, no, that's not good, man. That's not good. All right, I saw someone who was like legit on the phone with two hands. All right, and I guess they were driving with their knees, but just on their phone with two hands. That's legit, on the freeway.
That's something that I worry about with my uncle because he recently got a smartphone. He got the Google Pixel, and even back in the day when he just had a flip phone, he would just drive with his and steer, like, while steering with his legs, like for some reason. I don't know why. It's not that hard to just grab the fucking steering wheel. And so I'm worried that maybe he'll get addicted to his phone and start driving with his knees, and then he'll fucking die.
He'll cause someone else to die.
Yeah.
That's not good. But yeah, these motherfuckers who are driving insane. Insane, man.
You want to know? It sounds like over there, they really are like, they're actively doing things to become bad drivers, I guess.
I would almost say so. They're doing things that you could just tell them to, you could just say stop, and it would instantly make them a better driver. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm not good at controlling my speed, and you can't just say like, hey, we'll stop that. You know, they have to actually practice probably a little bit, or like, hey, I'm not good at parallel parking. You can't just say stop being bad at parallel parking. You know, they got to practice, but you can say, hey, just stop being on your phone. Hey, just stop not using your blinker. And they could do that instantaneously and improve society. Imagine a society where motherfuckers use their blinkers as intended by the car manufacturer. Can you even imagine? You know what it is? It's because all these motherfuckers are in self-driving cars, probably. I don't know if the self-driving car turns on the blinker or not, but maybe they just got used to not touching the car at all. So when they're actually driving on their own, they're just like, like a toy car. They're just like, hey, let's turn over here, let's turn over here, and they don't fucking know anything, you know?
The thing is,
it's boggling my mind. It does over boggle here, mind.
Over here, there are also bad drivers, especially where I work. I remember I got into that, like, that wreck a while back with my old car, where someone backed into me because they were in the wrong lane at a stoplight. They were backing up in a stoplight with a boat on their back. And then recently, I don't know if I've talked about this, but this ties into what I wanted to say about shitty drivers. There's certain archetypes for the shitty drivers. There's the phone fuckers. Are the
distracted motherfuckers.
The rage rushers.
I've seen people watching shows in their car.
Over isn't here, that
crazy?
Yes. Over here on the beach, though, there's an archetype of like privileged white dudes, salt life assholes. That's what I'm gonna call them, salt life assholes.
Okay, yeah.
And so I got into another car accident recently with my brand new fucking car.
Oh wow!
It's not bad. It was not bad. It's almost visibly no damage to my car.
Okay,
but this happened like, maybe like about 2 months after I got it. So I was working and It was on a prep day, so I was just in the restaurant, minding my own business, doing my own shit. There was no customers. And I was like 5 minutes away from leaving. And then this dude comes into the restaurant and he says to me, "Are you the owner of the black Toyota?" And then when he says that, my stomach immediately sinks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "You motherfucker. I already know what this shit's about."
Okay. Okay.
So I go out there and there's these two dudes. The guy who backed up into the back right side bumper of my car, and it was dented in, but the bumper was plastic. So it's not like the metal or anything is damaged. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to me. There's one guy talking to me. I guess the guy who was responsible, he's talking to me, and his buddy, while I'm distracted talking to the guy, his buddy's underneath of my car, like inspecting it, just like looking at, trying to see if there's anything damaged. Mm-hmm. And before like I could like take a picture or like, you know, get evidence that this collision even happened, other than just like the very minor scrapes, his buddy pops out the plastic dent in my bumper. So it looked perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So this guy's like, "Hey, you know what? I'll give you my number. You can take this somewhere and get it looked at. And I'll pay for like whatever the quote is." But at this point, there's no fucking dent in my bumper. Mm-hmm. So I can't really point exactly to like all the damage. Anyways, long story short, I find out that this guy who backed into my car was the father of one of my coworkers.
Okay. Interesting. So
I can't like, I don't feel comfortable like going in on this fucker. But at the same time, you know, like a week afterwards, I also find out that this dude is also the mayor of the fucking place that I work. Okay, so he's the mayor. He's the mayor of the person that I work with. How are you as a mayor going to be just, you know, I guess people make mistakes, but what are you doing, bro? What are you fucking doing?
Here's the thing. Here's what I guarantee you. And what time of day was this?
This was like probably like somewhere between 3 and 5.
Okay. Here's what I guarantee you. What does the mayor even do, first of all?
I don't know.
Mayors don't do anything. Mayors don't do anything. Yeah, let me look up what does the mayor do.
And he wasn't picking his kid up or anything. His kid wasn't even there.
Responsible for overseeing administration of local government, managing the city's budget, ensuring municipal services such as public safety, transportation, and utilities are provided to residents. Okay, so basically, they tell people to do a bunch of stuff, and then they try to get reelected, right? Because you fucking know that they're not on the fucking ground doing all that shit. You know, they've got a chief of
whatever. The thing that really got me was like, his buddy basically covered up the damage in a way. He minimalized the evidence. And then I find out he's the mayor?
Here's the thing too. So, got motherfuckers. They got too much time during the day because they've delegated all their work. They're like, "Okay, I sent out like 10 emails. I'm done working for the day." They go out at noon for lunch. They drink until 3 to 5 or whatever you're talking about. And then drunkenly, they back up into your car.
That's exactly what fucking happened.
And then, because they don't want to take accountability for their actions, like all fucking privileged people, they get their buddies to pop out the dents. You know what you could still do? You could still, if it's scratched, you could take it to your Toyota dealer, your local Toyota dealer, and ask them how much it would take to repaint over the scratches.
Well, that leads to the next part of the story. So I did what this guy said to do. I took it to a fucking body shop. Mm-hmm. I took it to Floyd's body shop, like between Newport and Moorhead. Mm-hmm. He said, he came out and looked at it. He said, that'll only be like $50. I'm like, okay, sweet. But this took a while because I had like other stuff going on. And I don't like breaking my routine. So it took me like a week, maybe like a month, somewhere around in there. And I got back to the guy. I said, hey, this is the quote that the guy gave me. It's only $50. He said, Floyd's? Wait, what did he say? Okay, this is what he said. He said, Floyd's? Oh, I know that guy. Go ahead. Tell him I said hi and ask him if he can fix it and then tell me what the price is. So basically, he wants me to go tell Floyd's who dented my car and then get him to fix it. And then with the new price, if there is a new price, come back to him. Instead of just paying the $50, you fucking hack. I would pay someone $50. I could shit out $50 right now.
Yeah, here's the thing. That's the other thing about privileged motherfuckers is even when they have to take accountability for their actions, take responsibility and accountability for their actions, they always try to find a way to fucking
cheapskates, bro. Cheapskates.
Just minimize the issue, act like, oh yeah, you know, I didn't do anything really wrong. I know these people, I know everyone, I can just like get away with it because I've talked to people and I've been around town. And it's like, no, you motherfucker, you're just the same as everyone else. All right, at the end of the day, when the dust settles and night falls on the city and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're just another fat motherfucker who lives in the same town as I do, who has to deal with all the same issues.
See, that's what I should have said. That's what I should have said.
But then you would have no chance running for mayor, which I know you want to do in the future.
It's true, I do. But also, I'm handicapped because I work very closely with his son. He's like my protege, mm-hmm. in a way. He's like I'm the main prepper. He's the guy that I tell to do other shit, like that I can't do at the moment. So we work together. So I haven't gone to Floyd's again to get him to do what the mayor told me to do. I want my $50, but I don't want to be fucking with this guy again. So I think I might wait till the season's over. I'm like, hey, I haven't had time to take my car to get the stuff fixed. I would kind of just appreciate the $50 because I don't feel like wasting time getting it fixed somewhere because it's not that big of a deal. It visibly, like if you're standing like 10 feet away, you can't tell that there's any damage or there was a dent in the bumper. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of getting it fixed? I want my $50 for his fuck up. Compensation for my stress.
Yeah, I mean, you could just ask him and say, I would really prefer to have the money for the quote. That way I can fix the car. Or you could give it an honest try, go to Floyd's again and say, hey, show him the text conversation. Say, hey, this is what this guy says. Like, do you know this guy? Like, do you even know? Because what if you show him the text and the guy's like, who the hell is this? I don't know who the fuck this is, you know?
Well, he didn't say that part to me in text. I met with him, and he was like, yeah, just meet with the guy. Or go, they're telling me you know me. You motherfucker. Just give me the $50, you fucking asshole.
I would... you know, if you already saw him in person, I would try once to go to Floyd's and say, like, hey, this guy told me. No, that's weird, though. That's not normal business. That's like mafia style.
It is. It is. Row.
So just go ahead and ask him for the money.
I think I am. Fucking. Oh, my God.
Anyways. Yeah. I don't know. If you're the mayor, what's $50 to you? What's just fessing up to
you? If you're any fucking dude with a car, what is $50 to you?
It's like, yeah, just be the man that you know you should be. Pay the fucking $50. All right. Dude, I can't stand people like that who just try to kind of bend and contort around a problem, you know? They just try to bend around until it becomes like the person you're dealing with is just so fed up with you that they either forget it.
I think he thinks I forgot about it. I haven't forgot. I'm coming for his ass eventually.
Yeah, I would just ask him.
The other. Moving on, though, to a different topic. China Garden, an end of an era.
End of an era, indeed. I heard it was the torches being passed.
Torches being China passed Garden, right? To family that I have not met yet.
Okay, now are they Chinese or are they just regular white people?
They're I think they're Asian. I don't know if they're Chinese.
Because I almost feel like it has to be run by a Chinese family.
You think it was ran by like a Malaysian family or like a Vietnamese family? It would sully the.
I mean, they the couldn't brand. Call it China Garden. I mean, they would call have
Vietnam
to call it
Nam Garden, Nam Garden.
No, I don't say that necessarily. I just think, it's a double-edged sword because you have to keep the name. You got to keep the name China Garden, right? Or else people won't be like, what is that other restaurant? I'm not going there. I've been going to China Garden for 2 decades or plus, you know? So they're going to say, hey, I can't do that. But at the same time, that's a big... I would say that's one of the biggest reputations to uphold for yourself. China Garden is the closest thing Newport has to fine dining, and I'll stand by that.
Fine dining? Right.
Yes.
Doesn't fine dining imply that you go in and sit down and have, like, you're waited on?
Yep. Yeah, but it's the closest thing we got, all right? Not Fat Fellas, certainly not.
No. Fat Fellas is... that is in Newport still. Fat Fellas is like the junkyard equivalent of like fine dining.
Fat Fellas is basically snack bar Cheramone.
It's got a similar art style.
It does. It's very similar, all right? And so China Garden is the closest thing we got. And it's a sacred ground, all right? It's a sacred ground beloved by so many. And so... when you pass the torch, you can't change anything. You can't change any of the recipes. You can't change any of the people. Are the employees staying? Like the cooks and stuff? Are they staying? And it's just now that the family doesn't own the restaurant anymore? Or, how's it going down?
What do you mean by cooks?
Because there's people in the back that aren't affiliated with Alex's family, so to speak.
I guess so.
Or that's what I thought, at least. Maybe they're all part of the family. But I feel like I've seen some people back there.
There are people who work there. I don't know if they're staying. I don't see why they wouldn't. Unless they just don't like the new people. But yeah, I don't know anything about the new owners, the new workers. All I know is that Alex's family is done. They're in the future. They're going to be trying to move to New York.
So that's crazy. So, is there a possibility that next year the Christmas extravaganzas will not include Alex?
And, well, Alex isn't moving with them. He doesn't live with them.
But there's no reason he would come back to,
I guess so,
to that part of North Carolina, right?
True. True. I don't know how soon they're moving, though. I wouldn't... It'll probably be like sooner than 3 years, I would imagine.
I would guess so. And I wonder... I would be curious to get him on the podcast or get his parents on the podcast.
His parents on the podcast.
I mean, potentially, just to ask
get his them dad how, on the podcast.
Yeah, just to pick their brains and say, like, yeah, what did you buy the restaurant for back in the day? What did you sell the restaurant for? How much did you make with the restaurant? You know, how was it hard to sell it? Was it sentimental? All those years put into the restaurant.
I have a feeling nobody gives, just from my experience in working in a restaurant, I don't think they care.
But in a lot of ways, that's a lot of your life, you know, is tied into that.
They were building. Working in there for longer than, like, longer than we've been in a restaurant together, yeah. So.
They were working in there. And also, if you think about it, like, Alex and Maggie probably did a lot of their homework in that restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They spent a lot of hours in that restaurant, you know? That's like almost a... Even if they didn't like it, it was almost a second domicile. That's a big thing.
Times are changing.
I heard
the leaves
it's a good
are
time.
Falling to the ground.
It's true. I also heard it was a good time to buy restaurants now.
Really?
That's what I heard. I heard people trying to buy restaurants for some reason.
Why is that?
I don't know. I heard that people were selling restaurants for less, and so people could like buy it and try to make it work and have it not be as expensive as usual. But I don't know if that's the case in Newport, of course. The economics work probably, I don't know if they're the same everywhere you go.
So yeah, my two last meals from China Garden were pepper steak, my all-time favorite. I think that is my number one ranked meal item there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, I can't just eat pepper steak as my last meal. I got to at least give some love to the other meals on there. So I got a General TSO's.
General So's chicken.
No, General TSO.
So what is the TSO stand for?
I don't fucking know. Ask Mizuki.
TSO. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know what that stands for either. Anyway, General So's chicken. That's good.
But yeah, so China Garden's come to an end. Or at least the China Garden as we know it.
And when is the change official?
It was seamless. I think it opened up like the people just came in the next day. It's still running.
Interesting. So have you seen the new recruits, the new people?
No, I haven't met the new people. I'm hoping that they have someone as beautiful as Maggie working in the back.
In the back?
Well, you know, we're just working there.
Because I was curious, like, we always got the special kind of family pricing, I would say.
He's got the is that the only fucking reason you go there, you asshole?
No. I'm just saying we always got the discounted pricing or even some free food every now and then. And I was wondering, like, well, I was wondering two things. All right, I was wondering two things. One, did they communicate that to the new owners?
We'll have to ask Alex.
Because, I don't know. It seems like the type of thing you may mention.
You might want to let them know.
Yeah.
Especially after all the promotion and the hype that we...
Didn't we leave a review on China Garden, a Google review or something?
I think so.
But the other thing I was curious about is if they're sticking with the policies of, like, orders must be cash only from a certain point or something like that.
That was the only thing that annoyed me about China Garden, because I don't carry physical cash. I just assumed it was just because, like, maybe his parents weren't comfortable operating the card scanner or whatever. Because Maggie would always do it. I had a card and Maggie was at the register, I could get by with a card.
Yeah, the other thing is, like, it could also have been because it takes... I think it's kind of expensive for businesses to, like, take all forms of credit cards. And so it could have been also a way to maybe save money, but I really don't know.
Well.
Anyway. R.I.P. to China Garden as we knew it.
See, we've been going for about 50 minutes here. Our other topics to talk about is the One Piece live action.
True.
Some other stuff that I've been up to. And a recent Bigfoot sighting.
Well, I think that we should start with the most important one first. Recent Bigfoot sighting. I did not hear about this. Do you want to link me an article or something about this sighting?
Give me a moment. We'll just play the Fox and the Clown theme song while I look.
Okay. Yeah, I did not hear about this sighting whatsoever. I deny all allegations relating to me and this sighting. I don't condone anything, any strange sessions or any weird things, but...
All right, I will link you this article. Dude, oh my god, I fucking hate ads. These fucking websites that say, hey, we know you're using an ad blocker. We see you out here. And they won't let you look at their fucking article unless you allow ads. But let's say, like, I'm trying to, you know how you just click the link in the search bar and it'll highlight it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm kind of being autistic here. I'm just going to ignore.
Isn't there usually a continue without disabling button that's, like, really small at the bottom?
My problem was, like, where am I supposed to click on this fucking page if I don't want to click on a fucking some malware-ass ad? When you got ads covering your whole fucking page.
I mean, look, the internet runs on ads, right? There's no hiding that. If there were no ads, we would have no internet.
So, this happened on the 19th, so only a few days ago. It was published on the 19th, this article. It says, a Bigfoot expert has revealed the couple who recently... Okay, fuck you.
So it says here...
Bigfoot expert says actual Bigfoot sighting was probably just a guy in a suit. Mm-hmm. But if you look here in this video, okay, we got an ad.
I mean, I'm seeing it says strong possibility of being a guy in a suit. I mean, I'm seeing
the video. This is not here. A guy in a suit. Okay, this is a fucking monkey. This is a primate.
It's not a monkey, all right. It's Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's, well,
we all know Bigfoot's more sophisticated than real human beings.
You see him in this video. He's squatting down to take a shit. He like reaches behind to scratch his ass.
No, he's not squatting to take a shit. All right, he's just like he notices the aerial footage and he's camouflaging himself as a bush.
He pops down, reaches behind, scratches his ass.
No. He's just like camouflaging. Perhaps right? taking he's a camouflaging shit. Himself.
Oh, he is blending in there.
Here's what the guy says.
This is in Colorado, right, by the way. The mountains of Colorado. They were on a train, so they couldn't stop to investigate further.
And why would there be a guy in a suit this far
out of the way? Why? What is he doing out there?
It says, it didn't look right to me, it says in the article. It's not muscular enough.
Muscular? You've never seen a Bigfoot.
I like how self-proclaimed experts will act like,
oh my God.
They're like those armchair fucking Redditors, you know, that are just like, oh yeah, I don't think it could be.
Those are the motherfuckers who like try to like explain to someone what a Sigma male is and how to be like a Sigma male and how it's different from an Alpha male.
True. It's just cringe.
Oh my God. I mean, and I think you can see his photo here. This fat bastard here with the fucking Santa Claus looking ass.
He does look a bit
like a Redditor. Is that a Hunter shirt in the back? No.
No, it says Harry.
It's kind of like the Hunter something. Font, though. The Hunter logo. Very similar. But yeah. Recent Bigfoot evidence. This is clearly a Bigfoot to me. I'm not even lying. I don't know why someone would be out here in a fucking suit.
I would just ask, like, why is the video quality so shitty?
It's always shitty. It's always fucking shitty, bro.
But phones are so good now that, well, like...
They were... First of all, they're in Colorado. I assume everyone in Colorado is like technologically behind by at least 5-10 years.
Why would you even say that? Because they're not behind, I would say, even in the slightest.
Have you ever been to Colorado?
I have been to Colorado.
Okay, well. I just believe that. That is my belief.
Okay, I'm not going to question your beliefs, okay?
Secondly, I believe this was like on a train tour thing. Like, people go on these things and it's like a sightseeing tour.
Okay.
And so my thought is, like, the only people who would be going on, like, one of these things would be like an old married couple who may not have like advanced phone technology. Maybe they have like a shitty phone from some past time period.
So let's look at the comments. Let's look at the fucking comments from this, because I see one says, I wonder if Bigfoots watch us and take pictures. Okay, just being cringe. One guy says he's a little late. Many others have also stated it's a guy in a suit from the very start. Some even say it was done by the train company for fun and hired someone to be Bigfoot.
Well, that could be a... I could see that.
This so-called expert is really behind the times with this one. But then again, look at what he's saying. He says, many others have already stated, some say. It's still all just fucking verbal communication, which
it's
is
like, the least it's like the same form. It's like they use what you do when you say, "Oh yeah, people, I heard people on the streets."
Exactly. It's like it's not trustworthy at all. And it's like, if you want to have even a shred of fucking trustworthiness, then get an HD video. Get like a regular smartphone and take a video, not a flip phone, okay? Or better yet, like, try to interview the guy in the suit, quote-unquote. Because,
They couldn't.
Just fighting, here's what I see. I see a fairly convincing video of Bigfoot. And I'm not even a Bigfoot guy, alright? But I see a video, as a neutral observer, I see a video of something that does kind of look like a Bigfoot. And then I see a bunch of motherfuckers just saying, "Oh yeah, some people said it was this, some people said it was that, it's not Bigfoot." It's like, but then again, I'm seeing the video here, all right? And then you're just saying, "Believe, just trust me, bro," basically. Trust me, bro.
That's not Bigfoot.
Who am I going to...
These people are just jealous towards? That... Because, like, seeing Bigfoot is like a once-in-a-lifetime. They're jealous that these people got a chance to take a glimpse at the rear of Bigfoot himself.
The rear?
Well, he was walking away. But yeah, they got to see Bigfoot in all of his glory. And these like salty foot cells in the comments will never see Bigfoot because he's so rare and elusive. And he lives in the fucking underground tunnels that are beneath the United States.
And here's the thing. Like, let's say it wasn't real. Let's say the train company hired him. It's just a guy in an expensive fursuit, all right? Let's say that. Suddenly, you're the guy who's just saying, "No, it's not.
No, guys, it's not Bigfoot.
It's obviously not Bigfoot." And you don't know how to have fun. Go to the fucking metaverse because you don't deserve the real world anymore.
You clearly don't have friends because you're on a fucking Daily Mail comment section arguing whether or not it was Bigfoot.
These motherfuckers, they treat everything so seriously. Oh, they can't.
This is dailymail.co.uk. These are fucking British motherfuckers talking about Bigfoot. They ain't got no damn Bigfoot over there. What the fuck do they know?
They do not know. All right. These motherfuckers need to move on from this, from the place we call Earth and home. They need to put on their fucking Quest headset and move to the goddamn metaverse.
Come up with their own fucking Bigfoot. Once you fucking go explore Loch Ness, you know they had like a large scale Loch Ness investigation recently.
I did hear about that.
I don't know how long it lasted, but they didn't find anything.
Yeah. Not surprising. Here's one that says, one of these Bigfoot impersonators is going to be on the wrong end of a double barrel shotgun.
What?
It's like, first of all, you're a psycho, all right? If you saw Bigfoot, you would really kill Bigfoot, all right? A gentle giant who's been wandering around just trying to avoid human contact. You would be tried for murder.
To be fair, he can deliver thousand mile per hour drop kicks
and concussive blasts, mind you, with his sonic shrieks. But at the same time, don't be the guy who murdered Bigfoot. All right, that could be a highly intelligent creature. And also, I would say the opposite to this guy. You don't want to be pointing a double barrel shotgun at a giant mythical ape creature that you don't know its capabilities. Yeah. All right, you're gonna be reloading your fucking shotgun. That thing's gonna maul you into next year. You're gonna be converted into the tribe.
Word of advice for anyone who sees Bigfoot, regardless of whether or not you have a gun, the fact that he can deliver 1,000 mile per hour drop kicks, you're not gonna even be able to react.
You're gonna You're gonna be lifting your rifle like this. And then, before you even have a chance to look down the sight, he's gonna have fucking bent your shotgun in half and drop kicked you into, like, Minneapolis or something.
I mean, think about it. There are people who claim to have seen Bigfoot, but their bullets weren't fast enough to shoot him. They weren't fast enough to catch him.
And here's the thing. Why do you think we don't hear about people who've seen Bigfoot that often?
Exactly. He's already taken care of him.
He's they've already gone down the wayside. You hear about a lot of people missing in the woods. You don't hear a lot of Bigfoot sightings. Sorry, I'll just say that. Anyway, next person says, did Nitz realize George R.R. Mayrin? Okay, I can't Scott. Read this one. I can't read this one. I'm a tooth fairy expert, and I assure you he's wrong. All right, this guy's got his head in the right place. He's just fucking just dishing it. Yeah, this word of mouth stuff, it's not cutting it. It's not cutting it. Bigfoot expert? How could you be an expert on something that doesn't exist? I already said it's a hunting and camouflage. Does that make me a Bigfoot expert too? Maybe a change of career is what I need.
Lay down, Sky. Well.
Oh, here's something. Here's something. It's very unlikely it's a hoax, as the area is not easy to get to, this person in the United States says. Although their username is Democrats Harass Women SWF.
I believe.
I don't know what SWF is.
Safer work.
There's a lot of rough terrain you would need to cover to pull that off. That and maybe dodging some hunter's bullets thinking you are a bear or an elk. By the way, there's no real Bigfoot experts, more like researchers. This person is onto something.
Do hunters attack bears? If I was a hunter, I would not want to interact with a bear at all. I would not want to start a fucking fight with a bear.
You certainly don't want to. I think most hunters don't want to. In fact, most hunters' rifles aren't equipped. They're equipped for deer and elk. You know, they're not equipped for bears. So you would have to be carrying around something pretty heavy duty that might be a bit overkill for a
And at a that deer point, elk, honestly, you deserve to be mauled by Bigfoot. What are you doing with all that
weaponry out there? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I'm glad you shared that footage with me. It was certainly interesting, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It honestly convinced me that there could be something out there that we don't fully understand.
Were you not a Bigfoot believer?
I was always on the skeptical side. I was always on the side of, you know, we've got the one or two videos and footages that aren't great. I mean, this one, the guy's Bigfoot squatting down, camouflaging himself.
He notices he's being watched and he tries to blend in. He's not just like walking away like a fucking drunk asshole looking back.
Yeah, it just makes you think. It just makes you think how sophisticated these beings are. Because what if they're a race of subterranean motherfuckers who,
There's a bunch of cave systems beneath the U.S., according to, According to Us by Jordan Peele.
Well, spoiler. Anyway, moving on. Good shit. Thank you for the Bigfoot sighting. We'll keep our eyes on it. Say that. We'll certainly keep our eyes on it.
Well, is that all we want to talk about? Do we want to cut the episode there?
I think so. I'm happy to cut the episode there.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next time. Hopefully with our takes on the live action One Piece review.
True. We didn't get to that this time.
Some stuff that I'm cooking up on my own. Like a new one shot for... I'm going to be making a one shot to submit to Viz because they're opening up submissions to the public. And I will talk about the progress potentially on Tinder, but also my new YouTube channel. We'll see how that goes.
True. Definitely, definitely. All right. Thanks for listening. Peace.